On from the fire at the Charlotte Motseke Hospital, we now talk about the UCT campus that has been affected. And this afternoon, we're joined by spokesperson of Communication and Marketing Department of the University of Cape Town, Rondebosch, Elijah Moholola, joins us. Elijah, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and thank you for having us on the show during this particularly difficult time.
Yes, it really is a difficult time. Tell us more about the challenge. How bad was the UCT campus affected by the fire?
It indeed is a challenge. You've captured it quite appropriately there. A challenge in the sense that it's a situation that continues. One minute it is under control and the next it is not. Sometime earlier this afternoon, we were in a position where the fire was put under control, that is both on campus and on Table Mountain. But then it appears as if it is now flaring up on Table Mountain. So really challenging, really difficult situation for us to manage. But we remain hopeful that with the ongoing efforts to put it under control, we remain hopeful that this will ultimately be successful and we will ultimately be able to say we have put it under control. Of course, there's a number of several factors that are contributing, such as whether the winds are stronger and not. So, yeah, we just really live in hope and hope that we will get the breakthrough.
So while it continues to rage on Table Mountain, is that an indication that at the UCT campus it's now been brought under control?
Within campus itself, it is still under control. It hasn't recurred, it hasn't flared up, so we are a little bit at ease. But like I say, several factors and the fact that it is continuing on Table Mountain means there's still a chance, there's still a risk that campus is not completely out of the woods yet.
Yes. Tell us about how student emergency accommodation is being handled.
We've arranged several locations. A number of hotels around Cape Town have taken in most of our students. And we have quite so many hotels that have come to the fore, which is really commendable in this difficult period that we have so many other stakeholders who are willing to put their hands up and say that they can assist in any way. So we have, I think, just really quite a number of hotels where our students are accommodated. We have quite a number of corporates and a number of NGOs, Gift of the Givers included, who have worked on even providing catering for the students. And it's been no mean feat at all, because we're talking about almost 4,000 students. So we really are grateful by the overwhelming support that we have received. Almost every 30 minutes, every 15 minutes, we get an offer from someone who say, how can we assist? And that is really, really appreciated.
Yes. At this stage, do we know what caused the fire?
We don't know yet. We have, of course, followed reports with concern, particularly when we picked up on the reports that it could be that it was started deliberately. I think that is most concerning for us, and we do hope that law enforcement will pursue that matter. And if indeed it was started deliberately, we can only hope that the appropriate action will be taken against any perpetrator, because you can imagine the devastating impact that this fire has had, and it is concerning to hear that there is a chance that it was caused by somebody deliberately, and that really becomes a criminal act that would deserve the harshest possible consequences around that. So we will keep in liaison with the relevant law enforcement agencies to ensure that we are updated and we know how it progresses in that regard.
Yes, in terms of the response to the fire, the emergency services in Cape Town, how was their response? How will you rate it?
I think it was really commendable. I think just to give an example of the library itself, when the fire reached the library, if the firefighters did not respond in the manner that they did, I'm certain we could have been talking even more greater and bigger impact. But they were on the scene, they were quick to react, they brought the fire under control as soon as they possibly could. And as a result, we do have a section of the library itself that got salvaged. And of course, we do have material within the collection that got affected. But largely, we had a commendable response by the firefighting team.
Thank you for the update, Elijah. Your time appreciated.
Thank you so much.
You're well. Bye-bye. That was Elijah Moholola chatting to us this afternoon about the UCT campus fire. As he said, that, you know, it remains quite tricky at this point, not certain as to, you know, at what point will it be totally put out. And there's concern, so we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah that he grants safety and security to one and all.